During the fall of 2011 in Muncie, first responders were overwhelmed.
We were having multiple overdoses. The EMTs and the first responders were averaging about two a day.
That's Delaware County Prosecutor Jeff Arnold. He says people were overdosing on bath salts and spice. It was part of a large drug ring involving several convenience stores in Delaware County. So Arnold says several police agencies started an undercover operation that lasted nearly 9 months.
A large group of law enforcement agencies came together to serve warrants on those. Simultaneously, we froze bank accounts simultaneously, so because we knew there would be telephone calls really fast. And it was a good deal of money.
In addition to filing criminal charges against those involved, the county started a civil forfeiture case in an attempt to keep cash, property, and cars seized during the investigation. While the court ordered some of that be returned to the defendants, it also said tens of thousands of dollars should be forfeited. The money was divided between Muncie Police, the sheriff's office, the private law firm hired to prosecute the case, and the prosecutor's office. During a legislative study committee last year, Arnold said he used the money from that case to make audiovisual improvements in several circuit courtrooms.
Ever since that day, it's been very satisfying to me to go into court when I do major felonies and remember that that equipment and those drop downs came from someone who was selling drugs and killing people on our streets.
But some state legislators argue the way Indiana allows the funds to be dispersed creates a major conflict of interest. Democratic Representative Matt Pierce says it leads people to question the motivation behind seizures.
We have to separate where the money goes from the people actually doing the seizing of the property, because I think it breeds cynicism amongst the public when they see the prosecutors and law enforcement directly profit from the assets that are seized.
And there are questions about whether the practice violates the state's constitution, which says money from all forfeitures should go to the common school fund. Data from the Indiana Prosecuting Attorney's Council shows police seized nearly $3.4 million worth of cash and property statewide during fiscal year 2017, but less than 2% of that went to the common school fund. Republican State Senator Roderick Bray says legislators already addressed some of the problems through Senate Bill 99, which passed earlier this year.
We went round and round about how that might be changed and how it might serve our state a little bit better. And we came up with what I think was a pretty good product.
Before, the law allowed police and prosecutors to use that money to reimburse agencies for their investigations. But law enforcement said it was too hard to determine how much was spent. Now the money first goes to pay attorney's fees if an outside law firm is hired to prosecute the case. Most of the remaining money goes to police and prosecutors, except for the 15% distributed to the Common School Fund.
But the one piece that then is in front of the Indiana Supreme Court is deciding whether or not that is legal.
Back in Delaware County, Arnold is hoping that won't happen. He says civil forfeiture funds help keep his office running.
I've got a couple people on staff as a result of being able to continually have funds in the forfeiture budget line.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.